This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there was a receptionist, right? And she was standing at her desk in a hospital. So I don't know if any of you have been to the hospital lately, but a lot of times they have desks that they stand at and they can roll them around. If you've been to the New Baptist Hospital, well, let me tell you, it's quite the setup over there. But suddenly there was this guy that came running down the hallway, like carrying his IV drip, you know, the thing on the little cart and everything in tow. And of course, she stops the man and asks, "Sir, what's the matter?" And the guy pauses and says, he said, "Well, I heard my nurse in my room, and she said, don't worry. It's a very simple operation. I'm sure it'll be all right." And of course, the receptionist says, "Well, okay. She was only trying to comfort you. What was so frightening about that?" And the man replies, "She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to the doctor." So much anxiety. So much anxiety in our world today. A recent study estimates that 19.1% of adults struggle with anxiety. That's almost one in five people struggle with anxiety. Today we enter into this season we call Advent. It's a time of waiting and preparation. And if you're not familiar with the word Advent, it comes from Latin, that comes from the Greek. But I like to think of it as adventually. Think of it as adventually. It's Advent and eventually Jesus will come and life will be fulfilled adventually. Also, though, it is considered the very beginning of the Christian year. And the season of eventually is all about what was and what is to be. It's about what has already happened and about what has yet to come. Another metaphor might be when I played high school basketball, there was a game when all the seniors graduated, and in the summer when we would have our practices, the coach would have what's called the has-been will-be's game. So those who graduated were the has-beens. Those who are still students were the will-be. So, eventually, is this has-been-will-be game. And we are being invited by Jesus to focus on the big picture. That's the story in the gospel today. He's inviting the people to focus on the big picture, not just what is happening today, but on what God is doing throughout history. So Advent is a time of anticipation. And with anticipation, sort of, you know, anticipation is there's an eagerness. I like to think of anticipation different from expectation, even though they're synonyms. Expectation, with expectation, there's just that word alone, expect, right? We have some sort of idea of what we expect to happen. Anticipation, though, in many ways, is sort of, we don't know, we just know something's going to happen. But to live in this Christian journey with this idea of anticipation at the very basic level, to be a Christian and living in this has-been and not yet time, this in-between, at its most basic level is to be a resident of two worlds. Living fully in the here and now with all of its joys and sorrows, and victories, and setbacks of this real life that Jesus embodied as he became human. We love, we laugh, we get tired, we make mistakes, we hurt, we rejoice, and we grieve. And all of this, a journey between what has been and what is yet to come. And we do. We live this life in the present, the here and now. We try to, in anticipation of what is to come. And we are in this in-between. In between the coming of Christ, Christmas Day, and his coming again, which we're all still waiting for. But our call is to live in the now with this hopeful anticipation. And so we light this Advent wreath, and it has four candles, and that's what Tom is teaching us in the adult form hour, and we light the first candle today, this candle of hope. Hope for a new year, a new start, a reminder to keep trying, to keep working, to keep seeking. A reminder to rise up. And so just as many around the globe will make their resolutions on January the 1st, resolutions about the many ways that they hope to make 2025 a better year, a better outcome, this season as we enter into is the Christian New Year. But there's a dissonance here in many ways. Jesus even tells us the earth is in distress. Jesus says nations will be confused. People will be afraid. But we, as we look towards the joy of Christmas, we're ready. We're ready for the birth of Jesus. We're anticipating the arrival of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But instead of this narrative about a smiling young Mary mother, a cooing baby Jesus, curious shepherds, and singing angels, we get Jesus talking about the perils of the world. And not only the perils of the world, but the promise that none of us will be spared from those harsh realities. Be prepared, Jesus warns. This doesn't seem to quite match up with the concept of hope. Well, maybe it does. Because in the midst of all of this talk about the calamities that we have yet to see, that we are seeing, maybe that we have seen, Jesus points to another sign. Something that might be easily overlooked. For many, insignificant, perhaps. I mean, after all, the problems of the world are so big. But Jesus says, look at the fig tree. And he says, and just when you begin to see buds on those branches, then you will see those things and you will know the kingdom of God is near. Now, I don't know if the fig tree knows that it's a fortune teller. I don't know if any of creation knows that it's signaling to us something bigger and more profound. The fig tree is just doing its thing. But Jesus says, look at the fig tree. Look at the buds. Look at the buds of new life. That is a sign to you that the kingdom of God is near. So if that is a sign to us that the kingdom of God is near, and fig trees bud every year, unless it lives in my house, in which case it doesn't last very long. But if it does, if it buds every year, then we are to say that every year we are getting closer and closer, and that there are signs all around us. Yes, there are signs of the nations being confused and people in fear, but there are also signs all around us that God is right here. That the kingdom of God is right here. That sometimes it's the budding leaves and the small things that we can often so easily overlook that are the signs that God is right here. And of course, this season, and the Christmas season as it is, it's sometimes easy to see those gestures, a small helpful gesture, the cute kid who's super excited to meet Santa Claus, the kind smile, the words of gratitude. Those are all signs that God is not far. And there are those signs every day. It's not some wishful thinking. This is not some pie in the sky way of we want things to be. Right? It's not some idea, well, we want it to be like this and we avoid reality. Because the truth is the full kingdom of God isn't yet realized. But it says again and again, Jesus says, look at the buds. Jesus says it's right here on this bud of new life on the fig tree. And again, don't get me wrong. This is not some Pollyanna way of looking at terrible things that are going on around us. It's not to turn a blind eye to the harsh reality of pain, hurt, and sorrow about the world we live in. It's a reminder to notice the budding leaves, a reminder not to overlook the small things that point us to the glory of God. It's a reminder to not lose hope, to keep hope, knowing that the kingdom of God, again and again, is breaking its way into this world. The kingdom is right here in this in-between. So you might ask, okay, so how do we do it? When the world tells us that everything is falling apart, maybe it feels like in our individual lives, all of a sudden there's calamity and everything is falling apart. And if we aren't supposed to shy away from difficult conversations, if we aren't supposed to remove ourselves from the painful realities of the world, if we're supposed to, are we supposed to pretend everything is all right when clearly it is not? So then how do we do it? How do we live in this anticipation? How do we be a witness to this kingdom that is not yet realized? How do we guard our hearts from being weighed down with worry? My friends, humans meet despair when they cannot imagine God's promise being fulfilled. We meet despair when we can't imagine God's promise of an alternative future. So when that despair may start to creep in, when we find ourselves losing faith about what we can be and what will become, because we have to live in the here and now, we're called to dream about what can be, to dream about the possibilities, to dream about the fulfillment of God's redemption for the entirety of creation. Dream big. And then we have to humble ourselves and realize that we are a part of making that future a reality. Just as everything around us is getting prepared to create the reality of Christmas Day, the trees, the lights, the music, the gifts, we're called to be a part of ushering this new reality, a new era, a glimpse of what is to come, the reign of all that is good, all that is honorable, all that is joy. And Christianity, my friends, following the way of Jesus, if it's not anything else, it is hope. It is hope because hope is forward looking and hope is forward moving. And therefore, by living in that hope, and this is why we need community, right? Because sometimes we lose sight of that hope. We need people to lift us up and point us toward that hope. And living in that hope, we are revolutionizing and we are transforming the present. Our duty here on earth is to live in the in-between and continue to point to the buds on the fig tree. To continue to be aware of the kingdom of God, be aware of Jesus, be waiting, anticipating for Jesus, coming to know Jesus, and preparing our hearts and our minds. This is what this season of preparation means. We have to be ready to receive it. We have to take time to prepare our hearts and our minds, prepare our lives to make room to be a part of this transformation. A new year. A new year, not just on the calendar, but in our hearts, in our relationships, in our congregations. A renewed yearning for this promise that is worth living for. And we must take time. This season is a time to take time to prepare ourselves to receive the joy of Jesus Christ. So in thinking about a world that struggles with anxiety, And if hope is what removes anxiety, or at least helps settle anxiety, in this in-between time, if we're living in this in-between time, the has-been and the not yet, and as we prepare our hearts looking toward Christmas Day, I ask you to consider, are you contributing to the worry? Are you contributing to the fear, the distress, the foreboding, the confusion? Are you a part of the problem? Turning people away from the signs of new life? Are you part of the troubles? Keeping people from seeing the glory of God that is here, present now? Or are you practicing and proclaiming hope? Because hope is the remedy for anxiety. The world needs hope. And when you find you're losing your hope, reach out to someone. We're not meant to do this journey alone. So we ask, are we contributing to the anxiety of the world, or are we singing about hope? Do not, Jesus says, let your heart get weighed down with worries, but be alert at all times. Amen.